Are you guessing at how to promote your podcast in a way that builds your audience and attracts new leads? Have you ever considered paid advertising methods to boost your results? My friend Tori Barker and I did a live training sharing organic and paid promotion strategies to do just that. So in today's episode, I'm sharing our advice on how to turn your podcast from a passion project to a profitable marketing tool. But before we dive in, I want to share my new favorite podcast called The Millionaire Maker Show. Here's the trailer.
Are you a coach, consultant, or expert who's struggling to scale your business? Do you want to build an audience of high-quality prospects that are ready to buy? Are you ready for actionable, what's working now insights that make it easier to market and sell your programs? I'm Lindsay Anderson, the host of The Millionaire Maker Show, the top-rated podcast dedicated to helping coaches, consultants, and experts scale their online businesses. Leveraging over 20 years of hands-on experience in digital marketing and running a seven-figure coaching business, I bring you an exclusive blend of invaluable insights. So if you're a coach, consultant, or expert who's ready to scale your business and achieve your goals, you won't want to miss a single episode. Tune in every week for a dose of inspiration, strategies, and actionable advice that are guaranteed to transform your business.
Howdy, howdy. Hey, Tori girl.
Hey, how's it going, Lindsay?
Good. So I love that we've been working together for a while. I think we've known each other since what, last February?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been almost a year now.
Pretty close. That's crazy. I don't know where the time goes. And the more I've gotten to know you, the more I realize how much wisdom you have when it comes to paid traffic, especially growing your podcast, growing your business, more leads. And so, yeah, I'm excited to chat with you, and then we can both kind of give, people say both sides of the mic. So I guess this is both sides of the, I don't know what it is, but organic and paid, you know, social media and marketing to grow your podcast and get more listeners and grow your biz. So yeah. I'm pumped to get started.
Me too. I'm excited. And like you said, when we first started chatting, we realized how much we had in common and how, you know, the services that we do, how they overlap and complement each other. So I'm excited to share this knowledge that we've put together, and, you know, hopefully people find value in it and, you know, leave us comments and questions so that we can help, you know, as we keep moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I've, of course, am with Smooth Business Podcasting, and we do, we leverage podcast episodes, whether you're a guest, whether you're a host, and create all that organic traffic and content so you can boost your authority, create more leads. And you, Miss Tori, are with?
Yes, I my company is Creative Marketing, and we do podcast marketing strategy, paid advertising, network growth, and a whole slew of other things.
I know. It's easy to, there's too many things out there to navigate when it comes to podcasting and marketing. And so, yeah, we have our fingers in lots of pots.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So we have slides, folks, just to kind of help you understand some of the moving pieces. I find too that it's just, I know for me, Tori, I don't know about you, but I learn, like, I need to see, like, visually. Sure, I need to hear, but I like to see.
Yeah, totally.
All righty. So I will dive into the slides, and yeah, you and I will kind of piggyback off of each other, talk about organic mainly first, and then go into the paid part. And I know for me, I'll have some questions for you because I am not schooled on all the paid stuff. I totally feel like it's an intimidating arena. Good.
Good. No, I love it.
Okay. So let me switch to slide mode here, and let's hope I know what I'm doing when it comes to sharing my screen.
Here's the tech side of things, right?
I know, right?
Woo!
All right. Looks Is that good. Working okay?
Yeah.
Woohoo! All righty. So, of course, that is us, and welcome to the live training for proven strategies that every podcaster needs to know. All right. So I have a podcast leverage system, whether you're a host, whether you're a guest, and my cardinal rule is to publish for results. What I mean by that is publishing the episode that you have for your podcast on your website. So just like a blog post, you have, I still call it a blog post, honestly. Do you?
Yeah. So I usually call it a podcast blog.
Okay. I know everyone has a different name for it. Yeah. I call it a blog post. And then, so obviously you have like an image, your feature image, you have an embedded MP3. So you've got an audio player so someone can listen to the episode. You have show notes, and honestly, that could probably be a whole nother topic, yes. But you, right?
Yeah.
But you want to have show notes in there that gives people like a summary of what's inside of the podcast. So like, it just hooks them in, right? It like, it shares, you know, some of maybe the key points that are in it, maybe some like the key questions that you've asked. I just find that, I don't know about you, Tori, but I find when I go to a show notes page, if I see timestamps that I can like click on and like skip to a piece that I love or interests me, or if I see bullets of like, okay, here is what's going to be covered. So I'm like, oh, I may not be interested in the first couple of pieces, but that interests me. So I'm actually going to listen.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I think so many people use those chapters or those key takeaway clickable mm-hmm. links to hop to the specific yeah. topic that really catches their eye or interest.
I know. And I know, like, I've guested on some podcasts and I've obviously seen podcasts. And weirdly enough, I don't actually listen in Spotify or iTunes. I will listen and watch on people's web pages because I'm usually mm-hmm. doing it when I'm in my office. And love if it. I see one that all it has is like the bio of the guest and maybe like a sentence or two of what the episode is about, it's honestly not enough to hook me in and to want to listen. So for me, it's super important. And it gives you a chance to SEO the post. So search engine optimization and rank for certain keywords, which is super key. Haha.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
So when you're working with clients and helping them to publish their blog post, podcast, blog, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And you're telling them to pull show notes, timestamps. Do you repurpose what's done on like their audio platforms, or is it completely new content? Do you expand on what you've done for like the audio or YouTube side?
That's a great question. I do have it separately. And so I have like, you know, my like summary, the timestamps, key moments or lessons learned or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That like the summary and the key lessons learned, I will put that in YouTube for the YouTube description. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I put the timestamps in there, usually if it's a solo episode. And then for like my host, I will put in again the summary and the bullets and also the resources.
Love it.
So like the links for the guest, but then also a link to be like, hey, you know, go to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to the episode so that it's quick and easy to click. I don't put them all because I find for the directories, it's just a little bit too much. You want enough to like tease them and hook them in and obviously have a link to go to, and you always want people to go to your site.
Yeah.
But then on WordPress or your blog post, I will often have underneath like blog content, like a subheading, and then like more written stuff about that subtopic that's in there that's more wordy, because it gives me more opportunity to optimize it for SEO. And everybody's different, right? Like I like to read, and if I have one that has more show notes, I honestly skim the show notes. I know. I don't listen to the audio. Don't tell anyone.
No. I think it's fine. Like you said, everyone has a different preference. And some people like to read it. Some people will read and then go to the specific section of the video, maybe, you know. So it's all just a matter of kind of meeting people where they're at and showing them what they're looking for.
Absolutely. And when people go to your site, like you want them to see you as an industry leader, or even if you're guesting on a show, as a side note, you want to publish those episodes as well so that people like go to your site and like, oh, she's got her own, like she hosts her own show or she's a guest on shows. They just see you differently. Your credibility and your sense of authority automatically goes up.
Yeah.
And I think it invites that opportunity for you to then be invited on other shows or summits or speaking and all that good stuff.
Yeah. One of the last things I wanted to say on this, just from a digital marketing perspective, is I love the approach of having podcast content and blogs and audio and like the YouTube embedded on the website, because that extends your time on page, right? So people who are going to your website, usually they go for a specific purpose, like a service, or they're clicking to book a call or whatever it is. And so they go to the site and then they leave pretty quickly, which is why most websites have high bounce rates.
Yeah.
But what's really cool with the podcast approach is that you usually keep them on your page or your site longer because they're listening or because they're watching or reading episode. So that's just another note for people who have wondered the benefits of putting it on your website.
Wholeheartedly. And that's why I like to embed the YouTube video on the show notes page as well.
Sure.
Again, I am more likely to skim the notes or watch the video than I am to listen, but everyone learns differently, right?
Yeah, totally.
All right. So now that you've like set up your blog post, the next thing you want to do is optimize it for leads. And so I still see it where there are blog posts, but it's like the full width of the whole entire web page. Mm. And so you can actually format, because it's like literally a click of a button, you can format your blog posts to be set up to have a sidebar widget. And so it like narrows your blog post a little bit, which is fine. But then you have this whole other real estate that you can take advantage of and use sidebarred widgets. And I'll go into deeper detail in a minute or show an example. You could also use different kind of audio players. I know Pat Flynn has his. I can't remember the name of it. He changed the name. Do you remember what it is?
I can't remember.
sorry, Pat Flynn. Not that he knows me, but I use Simple Podcast Press Player. And you also want to like have call to actions on your blog post, right? Have different graphics for your own lead magnets and your own affiliate products that you share. And you can even like weave in your social media posts in there and have like examples or like on the sidebar, like connect with me on Facebook. So I'll quit talking and share.
Show us some examples.
Okay. So Simple Podcast Press, Henny Mora, who does repurpose.io, in case you know that tool. It basically looks like this. It is the player. You can brand it, you know, to your business. People can download it or, you know, click to iTunes or have different, yeah, like so many options for the buttons. But then right underneath it, you actually have the opportunity to capture leads. So you can put your lead magnet. So anyone that's listening to it, they're like, it's like right underneath. So you can't ignore it. So you have more opportunity of getting more leads, getting reviews. So, and it's so cheap. And it's
I was going to ask, is there a fee for the Simple
Press? It's like, I don't know, like $68 a year. Like, ridiculous.
That's not bad. Yeah.
I know, right? And it looks really good.
That's cool.
I love it. All right. So those sidebars. So you can have, I love that you have the player in yours and obviously people to subscribe to, you know, their favorite app. It just makes it super quick and easy for them to like go and consume. For me, I have my lead magnets, so people can click and, ooh, yes, I want your podcast leverage system. Some clients of mine have like their Facebook group, so they push to that. If you have like, let's say you're super hot on Instagram and you want to embed your Instagram account there, one of your signature programs. I mean, so many options, but again, it's another way for you to convert that listener to your lead.
Yeah.
And then don't be afraid to put call to actions like break up your blog post, right? Like, let's say underneath the timestamps, you have an image and then you have more copy and then an image. So visually, it's more appealing because it kind of like breaks up that content. And here's just a couple of examples that I've done. It's like one, obviously, my show notes service. Another one, TubeBuddy. I'm an affiliate of them. And it's one of the tools that I love sharing tools.
Yeah, me too.
And all the tools that I share, I'm an affiliate of. So if people see it, they sign up. Obviously, I get, you know, their affiliate fee. So you can see like there's a bit of copy right there on top. So it's like right in the middle of the blog post. Again, share one of your services, Facebook group. If you've got a masterclass going on, you can have some of those in as well. Super easy. And for me, once I have a template done up where it's like, okay, there's a call to action here and here, then it's just duplicate it and then swap out the call to action every now and then. So you don't really have to think about it.
Yeah. I love that too. Cause I think that's such an easy, easy way to break up the text, right? So it's not just a full length of text copy, but it also strategically gives you the opportunity to promote your services or an offer or a tool, in the same, you know, place where you have people spending some time. So very strategic. Love it.
Yeah. I love it. Like, why waste the opportunity in the real estate? Yeah. Alrighty. So let's go on to like, this is the second phase of my podcast leverage system, and it's to distribute for maximum exposure. You want to make sure that you're in front of as many eyeballs, ears as you can. And so as a podcast host, you want to make sure that you are on like all directories. Like, remember when people used to be literally on iTunes and Stitcher when it was still kicking around and like that was it?
Yeah. It's like, and I'm everywhere, all two places. No.
I know. And now it's like, you probably get these emails too, where it's like, there's a new directory that has popped up. There are like so many of them. It's hard to keep track.
I agree. I feel like there's some, like I talked to somebody and they're like, oh, have you heard of, you know, XYZ? And I'm like, oh no, darn it.
Dang it.
There's a new one.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. I mean, it is super easy to connect. You just like, you know, sometimes you got to sign up. You just put in your RSS feed or whatever. Yeah. So it's like, it's super easy to do. And then to keep track of those links. What's your favorite directory?
I like Listen Notes. Listen Notes is really good because it gives you kind of your ranking too. So if you're a podcast host and you want to see where your ranking is, that's a really good tool to use for directory and for ranking.
I do like that one as well. And if I remember correctly, Listen Notes, you can give reviews, can't you?
I believe so. Yeah.
You do. And I like Good Pods. They're very, like, it's on the phone, but they're very good at like, they have categories and they rank and then they email you and like, oh, you're number whatever in this category. And it's like, woohoo, it's exciting.
I like that too.
I know. It's like, it is exciting and totally makes my day. But they're very good at promoting other people's podcasts. Like, they really work hard at trying to get you visibility.
Yeah. Very good platforms. If you're not familiar with them, check them out for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But make sure you're like, there's LinkedIn newsletters, right? There, which is kind of like an article, but it's subscriber based. So when people subscribe to it, they actually get a notification when there's a new episode live or a new, you know, newsletter or however you want to create it. So that's a good way to like get in front of more eyeballs.
I'll just piggyback on that. Yeah. What I love about LinkedIn, the newsletter, is that when you publish a content, it automatically goes to those subscribers. So it's not like you have to push a button or you have to like put it out or send it to anyone. Like, it automatically goes to those people that subscribe. Obviously you should share it as like a post so that people who aren't subscribed can find it too. But, Oh, and even too, I think now they have, when you connect with somebody, isn't it like an automatic like invitation that goes out for people to subscribe to your newsletter? I think it's like an automatic feature that they have in there.
I can't remember if that is, but I know every now and then I do a post because you can get a link to the newsletter. Like, so you can, like, in your emails or whatever, get people to subscribe. And do you get email notifications of them as well? I get email notifications when there's a new one out of one that I'm following.
I have it turned off because I would get so many.
Fair enough.
But you can. Yeah, you could definitely have the notification go to your email. Yeah.
And then obviously YouTube, right? Especially with now that YouTube is doing podcasts, although it's not available in Canada. Whatever.
Oh, Canada.
I know. So I have to get my team to do it for me. So it shows up in YouTube Music and they've got their own stats and all that good stuff. Because YouTube is like the second biggest search engine. So why not?
We'll get into that later. Trust
yes,
me.
Exactly. I know. I'm looking forward to that part. I need to get better. And social media and email your list, for goodness sake. You have a captive audience. Make sure that you're giving them great content. And that is just another reason to stay top of mind.
Yes, love it.
Alrighty. And these two are my favorite, is repurpose and multiply. I kind of combined my step 3 and 4 together. Like there's so much good content in your podcast. So like pull out all the little nuggets. These are just kind of like a few examples of like a carousel or like asking a question from an episode or doing like a little infographic or a quote to show yourself as an authority. So you can take out, I call them snackable bites, but like a tip, a quote, yeah, a statement, a question. So much good stuff in there.
So much content from one episode. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. And then don't forget about the video. Even if you're guesting on a show, ask for them to send you the raw video so that you can create video content from it. And if you are doing a podcast, please record in video because you will want to leverage it. Again, not only in YouTube, and then Tori will get into kind of like YouTube a little bit more later on. But these are just some quick examples of square videos that I do for clients on LinkedIn and Facebook. And myself, obviously, they're branded. They've got a headline that like either invokes curiosity or like hooks you in to listen. It's got captions on it so that when people are scrolling through the feed and they don't have to hit the play button and they can just read the captions. I actually do read the captions. Do you?
I do too. Yeah. It depends on where I am, right? Like I think most people will have that similar experience that, you know, you're sitting somewhere waiting for an appointment or whatever it is, and you're on social media. You don't necessarily want to turn on the volume, but you want to watch the videos and you can read the captions. So you definitely need to have those captions on there for people to see that if they can't push the, you know, audio on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So do I. And then make sure that you are branding it as your podcast so that even when you're sharing these videos with your guests, it will have like, oh, this little nugget of information, this little video clip was from my podcast. So then your podcast is getting that brand recognition and it's always out there. So even if you don't capture someone right away with that little video, they're more likely to be like, oh, these tips are awesome. You know, I better go listen to the podcast and subscribe. What you're looking for, right?
Yeah. I love brand continuity for sure. That's you have to.
Cause you don't want them to think it's just like, it's a tip and you're just sharing it and who knows why. You want them to know that it's from your podcast. And so I'll just give a couple of little tips on these. One is to, if you're doing reels, obviously for YouTube shorts, it has to be under 60 seconds. Facebook and Instagram have now kind of bumped it up from 60 seconds to 90 seconds. But honestly, I just make them all under 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I can use it for Facebook, Instagram reels, and YouTube shorts. It just makes life so much easier.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I know. And then it's like, it's super short and sweet. So it's like people are just want to like consume and go.
Yes. It's meant to be enticing, right? Yeah. You want to entice them to be curious to go watch the full episode or watch another short or another reel to kind of hear a little bit more.
You want it to be bingeable and consumable for sure. And I had another tip that I was going to share and it just escaped my brain.
We can get back to it.
I don't remember it. That's all good.
Well, just hop in when it comes back to you. Just share it right then.
It will come back. Maybe at 3 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
So you just want to make sure that it's like, I know what I was going to say. In Facebook and LinkedIn, with the square ones, I do make those a little bit long because I find that the audience in LinkedIn, they're more like professional. They're going after like juicy tips. They want information. They seek it. So I feel like it's okay to go a little bit longer in LinkedIn with the square videos. I have some of them have even gone up to 2 minutes every now and then, but very rarely. But yeah, it's okay to go longer there.
Yeah, I agree.
Alrighty. And then you want to use the content to get more leads and listens. So like, let's say you're creating a carousel. Oh my God, carousels are amazing. So let's say you're doing a podcast episode on, I don't know how to do pod swaps. I did one of that a few weeks ago. Yeah. And I shared like 3 ways to pitch to get a pod swap. So I did a carousel on like 4 tips on how to pitch, whatever. And then at the end of it was to listen to the whole episode. So the beauty of carousels is that you can have a call to action. It's not clickable.
Yeah.
Right there on the graphic, but it just gives you an idea of what's possible.
Yeah.
And then you can though allude to the thing or the episode or your lead magnet. You'll see here, you know, hey, I interviewed the founder of blah, blah, blah. I'll share the episode below. The algorithm doesn't like when you say, I'll put the link in the comment. It just pushes your post aside. Not letting that go in the newsfeed. So you have to be kind of like, and you don't want to do, what does Facebook call it? Like engagement bait.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
With that. Like,
yeah,
you can't say, yeah, go put this in the comments or there's like these key little words like link. Yeah. Put this in the comments, like this post, like that kind of stuff. So you have to get creative.
Why is it or what's the benefit? Or I guess I should back up. So some people, when they're posting, they'll put the link directly in their description of the text, right? And so are you saying that it's better to do it in the comments because it boosts engagement or it helps with the algorithm? What's the approach to doing it in the comments versus in the post text?
Yes. So LinkedIn, for example, doesn't love when you have a ton of posts that have links in it. And Facebook, again, they don't like when people put a link to go outside of Facebook, right? Facebook only loves Facebook. And so like, and that's why you like embed the video direct and upload it direct versus like linking to YouTube or something. Right. It's not as bad when it's going to your website because that's your brand. That's your like reputable source. So I do put the link in the episode, like when I share the episode, but if I'm giving like a tip or I share a carousel, I just kind of like, plus you don't want every post to be all salesy, right?
Right.
Go listen to this, watch this, download this. Like you just don't want that. So 2 steps, I guess. One, yes, the algorithm with like, you don't want to have links everywhere. And the second is from a consumer point of view, you just feel salesy when someone's trying to like give links and go watch this and do this all the time. You want the posts to feel like you are serving them and that you're helping them and that you're giving like great content and information. So that's why kind of like I'll give a tip and then say, hey, like Adam on my show shared more about how to use it and how to gain this. If you're interested, I'll share the info below for you and you're welcome to grab it. It feels kind of like, hey, it feels like you care about the listener a little bit more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. There's got to be a good mix, right? Not yeah. too salesy, not just like fluff, not yes. just like, oh, I hope you find it, right?
I know. Yeah. Cause you do want, like, if someone's like, oh, that piece of information is really useful.
Yeah.
I would love to listen to the episode, but I'm not going to go searching for it.
Right. Right.
So that's one way around. And then I use SocialChamp.io for scheduling. And so they have the ability when you're scheduling right in to put that first comment in that when it posts, when it's scheduled and broadcasts, then that first comment is automatically in there. So you don't have to go back to the post and add it in.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then my second favorite is like using a DM strategy. So you can say, you know, oh, I deep dive into this. And share, I also share my full method or whatever it is. Put hashtag podcast below and I'll DM you the episode.
Love that. Yeah, that's really cool.
And then you know who's clicking, who's doing things, who's interested, who's hot. And then when you're DMing with them, you can kind of like get that conversation going to learn more about them. And you're more likely to kind of like get them into your sales pipeline, so to speak.
I love it.
And have you heard of Stampede Social?
No.
So Jeff Dwoskin, I'm just trying to remember his name. Yeah, Jeff Dwoskin. I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago. So he was on one of my shows. And so his app... it's only for Instagram at the moment, but it allows you to say, because especially in Instagram, right? You can't put links in there.
Yeah.
And you tell people to go to the link in your bio and then it's like, oh, I got a link. And people do it, but not a ton.
Yeah.
So this, if you say, you know, put hashtag podcast, whatever word below, and I'll automatically DM you the info. And then, so people put the hashtag whatever. So this can be like for registration for a masterclass. It can be your episode. It can be anything.
Yeah.
And then it automatically DMs them this little message and then gives them the link and it tracks cool. like who's opened, who's clicked. And then, and it talk about saving you manual labor of like actually DMing people.
Yes. That's awesome. Yeah. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it is really good. So that's just how to like use your posts from your podcast to get more leads and get more traffic to your site as well.
Love it.
Oh,
this is me.
Oh, you're on, baby. All right. I'll stop sharing and then you can I'll stop sharing.
No, you share. You share. You just click through for me.
Okay.
Yeah, sure? Go back in there. Yeah.
All righty.
You did such a great job. Why not?
Thanks, man.
This is our intermission in between organic versus paid.
Yeah. Awesome. All righty. Now I forget what I did to. Oh, here we go.
Paid strategy. Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to highlight three main paid strategies when it comes to podcast marketing. So social media advertising campaigns, and then YouTube advertising campaigns and audio advertising campaigns. So YouTube, we'll go into a little bit more with these three bullets that you see, like increasing podcast visibility, benefits of YouTube for podcasters, and optimizing your channel with ads. So three main categories that we'll talk about. So let's jump into the next slide for the social media advertising.
All right.
So social media advertising is kind of like the next step, right? So you've got the organic content and you're posting your podcast on there and you're hoping and praying that people are going to see it, right? So Facebook likes to have their own algorithm. I don't know why, right? Instagram has an algorithm that they just pick and choose who can see your stuff, which is really annoying sometimes.
Yes.
But they also make it really easy for you to leverage some paid advertising to expand your reach and to make sure that the people who you want to see your content can see your content. So what I like to say is using social media to leverage your existing followers and to grow your podcast is like a no-brainer, right? So I put this on here. Like, who do you think is more likely to listen to your podcast and convert from your podcast into a customer, right? We've got A, someone who's interested in topics that are the same or similar to your podcast topic.
Yeah.
B, someone who follows you and engages with you online. Or C, a random cold person who saw your content in their feed. Obviously, you're going to want to say A and B, right? So you yes. want people who are already following you, who are interested in the same things that you're posting about and your episodes contain. So the true power of using Facebook ads is the podcast promotion marketing strategy. So if you go to the next slide, I'll show you an example. So this is a example of a campaign that we ran for social media. So with a budget of $300 mm-hmm. and a time frame of 30 days, these are the results that you can get from social media ads. So the cool thing about social media, like you see $300, that's not a huge ad spend, right?
Totally doable.
For the results that you can get. So over 35,000 new targeted people, right? So you're Sweet. Hitting a huge number of people who are now seeing your content, watching your episodes, watching your, you know, shorts or whatever that might be from your podcast. And then you're going to like 2X your engagement, right? 261% more engagement for new targeted people. And this is for this campaign specifically. And then 677 new targeted people went to the podcast. So those are people who are not familiar with you, right? Or hadn't seen your podcast before. They're new people that are going to be in your ecosystem moving forward now that you've done this one month campaign for your social media. And then 3.7% increase in new targeted followers. So most of the time when you run ads on Facebook and Instagram, people like it, they share. Yeah. You can invite them to follow your page or to like your page. So then That's they see right. content ongoing. So even when it's not a podcast episode, if it's like your business post, they're going to start to see that content. And the more they engage with your content on social media, the more likely it's going to show up in their feed organically. Mm-hmm. So you've got to pay a little bit to kind of get them in your world and get them engaged. And then in the long run, they're going to start to see that content more frequently. And the cool thing about this social media ad approach for podcasting is that you're using content that you already have. Right. So it's not like you're creating an ad campaign from scratch where you have to do a new graphic, you have to write a new post. You've already got that done and put together from the podcast episode, whatever like brand, if you want to like do a branded campaign to talk about your podcast in general or episode specific. So there's so many approaches that you can take when it comes to social media ads. And repurposing what you've already done to just explode the exposure on your social media channels.
So this is not, I just want to make sure it's clear. It's not boosting a post that you've already put up on your social media. You're creating an ad based on a post that you've already put out.
So that's a great question because you can boost a post and that is very simple within Facebook. Usually they ask you, why don't you boost this post?
I know.
I typically go the next level, which is the ads manager level.
Right.
And the reason I do that is because you can utilize the platform for more specific targeting and more behavioral targeting, right? So in the ads manager, you can create lookalike audiences. So people who are engaging with your content already, you can create an audience that is similar to or has similar characteristics of those already engaged people. You can do geographically. You can do behavioral, like people who also listen to podcasts or someone who listens to, NPR or whatever podcast is your favorite, like Seth Godin or any of those types of podcasts that relate to your business. You can target people who have that interest or behavioral interest so that they're more likely to engage and listen to or look at the content that you're posting.
That's awesome. Couple questions. So over a 30-day period, would you be sharing the same episode over that 30-day period? Like, at what point do you change it so that it's a different episode that you're sharing?
Yeah, and that's kind of, there's a couple different approaches that you can take. Like, if you wanted to do a long campaign, like 30 days, 60 days, 90 days to promote the podcast overall, excuse me, you can do something that's more general, focused on the podcast, maybe like a trailer or a reel or your intro or something like that. Or you can do a top episode of the month, or you can do a 2-week campaign to promote one episode. The cool thing is that you're promoting the one episode, right? So let's take that example. But like we said, if you're getting people to like, follow, subscribe, then they're going to start to see the other content even as you're posting when you're not doing a paid ad for other content on there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And is there a right time to start this? Like, do you have to wait until you've got like 50 episodes in the bank, or like, does it matter if it's the beginning stage of your podcast? Or
I would say the sooner the better, because this is only going to amplify your exposure, right? And if you think about people who are seeing this content, they don't necessarily know that you have, you know, 5 episodes published or 100 episodes published, because they're specifically seeing this one piece of content. Now, they may do some digging and researching and, you know, look you up on other places, which is great, you know, and that's how they can find out, you know, what stage you're at, but not necessarily in this platform do they really care, because it's the content that's catching their eye that they want to listen to and engage with.
And so would you do this like, okay, I'm going to do this for like 3 months just to give my podcast a boost? Or is it something that you would do ongoing, or does it depend?
I always like an ongoing approach, because then you have sustainability, right? And you have consistent content. But certainly, you know, you can do a lower branded ad campaign to boost visibility for a long term. And then you can do a specific, like, there's one episode with whatever guest that you did or solo cast that talks about, you know, a service that you offer. That can be something that you can put a little more ad spend to, so that you really amplify the exposure on that.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you wouldn't think it would, like, you automatically think, oh my God, it's going to cost thousands and thousands.
Nope. Facebook will take your money if you want $1,000. Right?
Oh, yes, it will.
Okay. So let's go to the next one. So next is YouTube. And as we know, YouTube is like a behemoth, right? It's the king of kings, the queen of queens. And now that YouTube is indexing podcasts, it's even more important to increase your podcast visibility on YouTube. Yeah. So what you can see here, it's kind of tiny, but I'll just walk you through it. So before you start really amplifying your YouTube channel, you want to have a few pieces in place. So you want to make sure that your branding and your channel is customized. So like you can see on my little sample thing there, like the header cover image has the brand. You've got your name correct. You've got, you know, links in the top left corner, right corner. And then you've got your podcast as a podcast. So they used to have it under playlists, but now it's specifically across the kind of navigation bar, if you will, listed specifically as a podcast. So that's unless you're Canadian, sorry. You'll want to have your podcast playlist specifically indexed that way. And then optimize your assets. So make sure that you have your thumbnail, right? You have the graphics, the branding, everything is in there so that people, when they go to your channel, they know who you are, what you offer, what you're all about, and why they want to be there. So
totally
key pieces. So go to the next slide.
I see me on one of your episodes.
Oh yeah. Look, there you are. You're right in the middle.
All right, here you go.
So then this one is talking about the benefits of YouTube for podcasters. So I don't know about you, but I love analytics, right? I am a creative for sure, but data and analytics are huge.
They are.
And so YouTube gives you a whole new perspective on analytics for your podcast, where in the audio platforms, you get like basic, you know, stats or information, but you can dive so far and so deep and so wide into the analytics in YouTube that you just don't have that ability in the audio side. So, so just kind of to go through the bullet points. So YouTube offers the improved discoverability, right? So you utilize the SEO to track new people, because YouTube is a part of Google, which is a search platform. So the SEO within each of your episodes on your channel is so huge and valuable that you have to take advantage of those pieces. And then the targeted engagement, right? So you're able to target specifically people who are interested in your content, just kind of like social media, like on the Facebook side, how you have the targeting and all of that stuff. But YouTube takes it a little bit further, because you can leverage your like website traffic. You can leverage your other video content to build custom audiences that you can get your video in front of. The other cool thing, I think it's in one of their slides, but I'll talk
within
about
the
it
ad
now.
Platform, right, Tori?
Within the ads platform, yes. So you can expand your reach and just like totally put the right information in front of the right people by doing the paid ads through YouTube. And it's like there's different types of ads. It's like the in-streaming ads or like the commercial ad at the beginning. So people can see your content, and we, I mean, as consumers experience this all the time. We watch something on YouTube and the ad pops up at the first part of your video. So that's something that you can utilize for your podcast. And one of the cool things that, that people may not know is that people watch those videos, but they may not click on the link. So you don't pay for the exposure unless they click the link. So if you think about it, you're getting brand exposure because people are watching the ad, even if they don't click it, right? So it's still very useful to have that content, those, you know, clips or whatever, promo lead in, that you can brand yourself and get people aware of who you are. And then you feed the content to them multiple times, because maybe like the second or third time they click on the link, right? Because at the first time it wasn't something that they were thinking about. And then now here they are and they're like, oh yeah, I totally need, you know, to listen to that episode. So just kind of little tips and stuff on that. So lastly, I think we talked about like analytics and insights, right? You can look at, the demographics of people who are watching your episodes, watching your shorts. You can see how far into your video people are getting. So you know if like maybe my intro is too long, I need to shorten my intro. Or maybe I do a teaser at the beginning to make sure that they I hook them in instead of doing just a host read intro at the beginning. So you can use the data to make the right decisions and refine your strategy for marketing just based on YouTube. And this is, so this is kind of organic and paid, if you will, because you can utilize YouTube organically, obviously, right? And you get all of this data organically, but it's not until you do the paid side of things that you really amplify and expose those numbers like even higher. So I think on the next slide, let's see what we got over here. This one. So I think the slide after this has an example of the paid versus organic, which you'll, I know you'll love that part.
To the next one?
No. I'll get to that. But so making sure a couple little points before we get there, optimizing your channel with the ads. So like we said, we're going to boost the channel and the visibility with specific placement. So that you're attracting the engaged subscribers and the boost brand visibility. So increase brand awareness, exposure, and leveraging YouTube's advertising platforms like the in-stream ads or display ads. So like I said, there's a couple different ad types that you can utilize to get the content in front of them. And then learn and adapt, which we talked about already, right? adapt from the content that's already being ads that you're running. And so you know moving forward how you're going to continue your marketing and advertising for your episodes and for your podcast. So go ahead and click to the next slide. So this is the example I wanted to show where you can see up at the top. This is just a snapshot of, I believe this was a 30-day snapshot of an ad. So an episode with an ad and an episode without an ad. So you'll see at the top, the video had over 7,000 views from being published. Towards the right-hand side, you see plus 29. So that's 29 new subscribers just from this episode, from running that ad. And then the watch time, that's another thing too, is that you can see the watch time is so much higher on the ad side versus down below. You can see there was just organically 6 views, 0.1 minutes, maybe. I don't know. I can't, you know, the watch time is so low on the organic side. And then I didn't get any subscribers from the one without ads. Now I will say this will vary depending on the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the channel, the existing channel that you have already. So if you have thousands of subscribers already on your channel, your numbers may be a little bit higher on the organic side. Mine, I think I'm under 250 subscribers. So, you know, it's still a good number, but not anywhere in the thousands where organically you would get more traffic. So that is why the paid approach for me specifically works, because I can expose the content, gain my subscriber list, and get people to watch the content.
Sweet deal. I see my friend Adam Baru there.
Adam, yeah. Shout out.
Shout out to Adam and Podtask.
All right, so go to the next slide. Let's see what we got here. I think that's the end of YouTube. Yes. Okay, so the third piece of the paid...
This one feels totally intimidating to me.
No. This one is fun. This one... Okay, I think this one is intimidating because not a lot of people know how to utilize it or where to go for this part. So the third part of it is the audio advertising. So that's like what you hear when you're listening on Apple iTunes or when you're on iHeartRadio. Like those are the ads that you hear on the audio side.
Right.
So the top 5 benefits for increasing your podcast listens on streaming services or platforms. So one, it gives you a wider audience reach, more credibility and authority. It builds community. You have the opportunity for networking and collaboration. And then it's a unique marketing channel that you can utilize to gain exposure. So the next slide goes a little bit more. Let's see here. So, So the two types of audio ads.
Yeah.
So there is one that's definitely more, it's coming around more frequently now. It's dynamic ad insertion on podcast hosting platforms. So like Buzz Social or Libsyn or what's the other one? There's a few other platforms that have ad insertion. So basically what it is like, for example, in Buzzsprout, you can go in there and you can go to their advertising platform and they give you the option to create an ad just based on your cover art. And then you get like call to action, you get a headline and you get like a description text, and you can pay, I think it's like $200 a month for 10,000 downloads or whatever it is. Right. So they have the ability to take your ad and send it to other Buzzsprout users, and they can choose to use your content to insert into their podcast feed. So, so there's a couple things. Like as a host, like when I first started looking at this and I was like, okay, ad insertion, like as a host, I'm like, I don't want just random ads in my podcast.
Yeah.
But you as the host get to choose or accept if an ad can go in your stream. So keep that in mind from the host perspective. But from the advertiser's perspective, you can pick, I think it's like three different categories that you want to rank for or be inserted into. And that's how you can generate some exposure in the industry categories that you want or relate to your podcast content. So definitely worth looking into. And yeah, if you have questions about it, I'm happy to like jump on a call. We can talk about it more. But then the next one, and this one I think is what really scares people, is this programmatic media. Oh, go back one more.
Oh, I don't know how to go back.
No, that's okay. Well, don't blow it up. No, no, it's fine. Okay. So the second one, right? The two most common: dynamic ad insertion on the hosting platform, and then the programmatic media buying. So programmatic is like, it's something that digital marketing agencies and like big companies, national companies utilize for marketing their business, their services, whatever it might be. So they have adopted this new audio approach to the programmatic media buying because podcasting has become so popular, because, you know, streaming channels like Hulu and Netflix, like there's video ads, audio ads, like everything is just changing in the dynamic digital space. So let's go to the next slide and we'll talk a little bit more about programmatic. So just to kind of explain, so programmatic media buying optimizes exposure through a network using cross-device targeting. So basically, if you think about, you've got Google, and Google has advertising that they can do on any website and YouTube, right? You got search, you got display, you got video ads.
Yeah.
Programmatic is like Google on steroids.
Oh.
So you can go on any media, right? So you can go on the streaming channels, like I said, right? The Hulu, the Netflix, you can insert ads on those videos. You can do Alexa, like, so you can have, oh, she's probably going to just talk to me now. Whoops.
You said the word.
I said the word. Whoops. My assistant, I formally call her. But so programmatic gives you native content, right? So that you can have your ad on a Wall Street Journal article. And it also does, it's like the big brother thing too, right? So like, if you go on Target, you're looking on Target for whatever it is. And then that ad follows you, right? You go to your email and you see the ad, and then you go to, you know, another website and then you see the ad. That's that's the beauty, if you call it that, of pro beauty, from a marketer and advertising perspective, it's beautiful. That's how you can utilize programmatic, is you can just like amplify where and how you get your content in front of them. So the cool thing, well, so there's two parts to it. So programmatic is typically more of a higher cost ad buy. So a lot of times, you know, it's because it's national campaigns and it's like got so many different levels to it. You know, there's times where you can have like $1,000 buy-ins, $5,000 buy-ins, right? So there's a lot of money that people put into these programmatic campaigns, but the return on investment is huge, right? Mm. Because if you get them to buy or to click, to call or whatever it is, you're going to make money from these people because you're getting these people in front of them and they're becoming clients. So as a podcaster, it's challenging to come up with a huge ad spend, like $5,000, right? So what I have found and what I like to coach people to do is utilize networks. So there are podcast networks out there, or there's communities or groups that you can utilize to basically combine that ad spend together. So you each put in X dollar amount to get to that high ad spend. So you all leverage your money to grow in a combined form. So there are several podcast communities out there. There's podcast networks. I'm a part of the She Leads podcast network, which is for women podcasters. So we utilize our network to help all of the podcasters in the community and the network to amplify and grow their podcasts through this programmatic approach. So kind of scary, not that much.
It's hard to wrap your head around, but like it is good now though that like you don't have to be the biggest brand on the face of the planet in order to take advantage of it, that you can collectively work together with a network to kind of like get that buying power, so to speak, to be able to put skin in the game.
Yeah, totally. All right. Next slide. I think that's it. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I feel like I just rambled on and talked really fast, but
I talk fast too. So you're in good company. You are in good company. It's a lot to think about, right? Like all the moving pieces with paid, with organic. And it's like, meanwhile, you're like producing your podcast and running your business.
Yeah.
Thankfully though, there's you and I to help. So yeah. So paid does feel kind of overwhelming, but I love that you shared how accessible it is and it's not as scary and you don't need like $1 million in order to like get it rolling. And like, even just those two results that you shared is like, you know, imagine if you keep doing that, how right. much more visibility you're going to get for your podcast, your YouTube channel, your website. It obviously is going to spill into leads and clients. Mm-hmm. It can't help but not. Right. So yeah. So why don't you explain kind of like what you do for your clients in that realm? Yeah. And then obviously how people can get in touch with you to, so you can help them. And so, cause I know I wouldn't want to do any of it.
Well, just before I jump into that, just, I wanted to make the point on the paid side that you don't have to do all three, right? So it's right. not like I have to do social ads. I have to do YouTube ads. I have to do, you know, audio ads. Sometimes you pick one and that's going to be like the secret sauce yeah. for you and your podcast. Sometimes you try one that doesn't work. You try the next one and you really succeed in that one, or you layer your approach yeah. where you start on the social media side, build up some revenue, then go into the YouTube and then build up some revenue, join a network, and then do the audio advertising. So that, you know, really leads into what I do for my business is the podcast mm-hmm. marketing strategy, right? So I do the strategy and consultations with podcasters to look at the big picture, to yeah. see, you know, how can you leverage your podcast to grow your business? How can you leverage your podcast to build your thought leadership, whatever that might be? And then one of the services is Launch to Growth. So podcast in a box, right? So if you're new to podcasting and you want to get your podcast up and running, we have a service where you can basically start the podcast and you're off and running, right? Or if you want to rebrand and you want to just kind of fine tune everything, you can do that through that Launch to Growth. And then the podcast advertising campaign, the management side. So everything that we talked about, those mm-hmm. three key advertising paid platforms, that's something that my company can help you with, so that I take the brunt of, you know, figuring it out for yeah. you, making sure it's set up correctly so that you have your calls to action, your leads, your linking, your analytics, and really help you understand to make the right choices and get your podcast in front of the right people. And then the other piece is the She Leads Podcast Network. Mm. So if you're a female business owner who has a podcast and you're looking to join a network of other female podcasters, I'd love to have you join the She Leads Podcast Network. And you can schedule a discovery call with me, creativemarketing.biz/meetwithTori. I'd love to chat with you mm-hmm. for a free 20-minute call, figure out, you know, how I can help you if you have questions or just want to chat a little bit more about what your podcast is doing. I'd love to be a resource.
Awesome. I can hear my dog scratching at the door. Can you?
No.
It wants to meet you, Tori.
I know. Say, we're almost there.
I know.
So tell us what you do, Lindsay.
Yeah. So I love the content side of it, the organic side of it, but I also love being strategic and like, how can we do it to get more leads, to boost your authority and create more opportunities for you? So as I mentioned with the podcast leverage system, we obviously create all of the show notes, optimize it for SEO, publish it on your website. And then, of course, all that beautiful repurposing and multiplying with those square videos, the reels, the carousels, emails. We do set up LinkedIn newsletters as well. But it's like not just taking content for the sake of taking content. It's like being strategic and making sure that it's in your voice. It's your brand. It's boosting your authority. It's boosting the exposure for your podcast and getting more leads using all those different strategies. So yeah, if anyone wants to not have to do any of that anymore and have it taken off their plate, because it is a lot, but also have it done strategically and with peace of mind, they can go to smoothbusinessgrowth.com/chat. And yeah, 20-minute chat just to kind of see what you're doing, where you're at, and how we can help.
Yeah. Awesome. Two great resources here for you people.
Yes, I know.
Well, I'm excited. I think we shared a ton of content, mm-hmm. right? We've been on here for about an hour or so.
How was it an hour?
I don't know, right? What
happened? But really, it was like two trainings in one.
Seriously, it really was. And as the good marketers that we are, we'll have, you know, show notes, right, for our video yeah. that we have in here and some key points in those chapters that you can go and hop to so that you can utilize the information that you're looking for yeah. or search for it. But, you know, leave us a comment, get on there and book a call with either of us. We'd love to chat with you and see how we can help you in your podcast. We're both passionate about podcasting. So any way that we can help other podcasters be successful and grow is just yeah. a passion of mine. I know for you too, Lindsay.
Yes. I don't want to, like, it does feel overwhelming and confusing, especially when you're starting out. So why not lean on resources? And we just want to help people out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you all for watching.
Yeah. And thanks for chatting with me and doing this together. It was so much fun.
I know. And, I'm glad we finally pulled it off. We put it together.
Woohoo. Awesome. So we'll, see y'all on LinkedIn, folks.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Ciao. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.